104.1 KRBE Houston, a Cumulus station.
Good morning, everyone.
We ready?
Live from the TXU Energy Studio.
Welcome to Around H-Town.
The following show is pre-recorded.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us here on KRBE. This and every Sunday morning, you are listening to Around H-Town. I'm your host. My name is Maureen Cooper. And right now, we are welcoming to the show Dr. Melanie Johnson. She is the president and CEO of a local organization called Collaborative for Children. Welcome to the show, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes, we are really excited to hear about what's going on with Collaborative for Children, such a great organization. And I thought that's probably a great place for us to start. For those of our listeners who are not familiar with this organization, tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, Maureen, we have been incredibly busy at Collaborative for Children. Collaborative for Children is an organization that has been around more than 35 years, ensuring that every single child ages birth to five gets an equitable and strong start at their early education.
Very good. So this is mostly the preschool years.
Yes, these are the preschool years, ages birth to five. And we want to ensure that while 90% of the brain's neural synapses are being developed, that the children likewise get the learning experiences and the social-emotional experiences that will garner them through a very successful kindergarten through 12th grade journey.
Great. And so Collaborative for Children, is this mostly in Harris County, Houston?
Well, Harris County is by far the largest county that we serve for the greater Houston area, but we service children all across a 13-county region.
And what are some of the programs that you have for that age range, birth to 5 years old?
Yes, while we don't work directly with children, we work with the influencers, their childcare teachers, strengthening them to be able to evaluate children and know how to engage in age-appropriate learning and play. We support the childcare business owners and directors so that they are strengthened in their business acumen. And we also engage families so they will be empowered with the knowledge that will help their children to enter school ready and prepared, as well as the ways that they can appropriately prepare them at home.
Yeah, I was thinking that age range is kind of hard to pinpoint where a child may be at. Whereas, you know, once they're in kindergarten, we know that the highest percent of kids are going to be in a public school somewhere, you know, but birth to five, they could be home with mom or dad. They could be with a family member during the day, or they could be in a preschool setting. And those can vary from anywhere from a private school to a, you know, something associated with a public school system. So seems like there's a lot of different places to find and reach these kids and get them ready.
Yes. Only 46% of the children who are eligible for public school pre-K attend HISD or Houston Independent School District. So the vast majority of children are somewhere with a family, friend, or neighbor and in their care. So we want to make sure that through this partnership with the Harris County Public Library and Collaborative for Children, that we're able to take the Collab Lab, our mobile school on wheels, out into communities that need us most and children who deserve us, and make sure that they are able to board that Collab Lab and get the proper early education skills that they need to enter school ready on kindergarten.
Yes, that's one of the new programs that we definitely were here to talk about today. So give me a little bit more of a picture of what this Collab Lab looks like. What is it?
Oh, it's so exciting. I mean, when children step on that Collab Lab, it's very difficult to get them back off of it. It has a park and it basically mirrors their environment because you don't want to shock children with too much of imaginary kinds of engagements. So we mirror their environment with parks and grocery stores and the NASA space shuttle and things that you will find around Houston. But embedded in each one of those learning centers are ways to learn shapes and colors and alphabet and numbers, and also ways to track and support that learning at home with web-based content called Footsteps to Brilliance.
So this Collab Lab is really like a mobile classroom. Is it a vehicle like a bus, or I can't picture it.
Yes. Well, it's an RV that is now been transformed with all kinds of learning experiences for children to play. And it's high fidelity, but not very high tech. So the
they really do get to board as if it's absolutely an RV, like they get to climb on board. Okay.
Yes, they do. They, as well as their parents. So that then parents can learn what kindergarten readiness looks like and how to help children in our community to go to school ready.
Great. Now, where can people find this Collab Lab? Is it going to be just traveling around? Are there certain locations?
Yes. Well, Harris County Public Library has 27 locations. So we're starting in 4 at the present moment. We will soon branch out to 8 and there on until we're in all of those public libraries so that everyone can have access to the Collab Lab.
Yes. And the public library is a great place to start because, you know, once you're done on the Collab Lab, there's a whole library there that's perfect for kids at that age to start learning and read. I mean, we know reading is just such a huge part of that, of development at that age. So,
yes. Well, the Harris County Public Library, their mission is to provide information and resources, you know, to strengthen the community. And so, and they have 27 community focused branch libraries, and they're focused on early literacy. So it's a great intersection for a collaborative for children because we're focused on early literacy, early numeracy, and social emotional skills. So the children are actually the same population of children and families, ages birth to 5 years of age, who are at the Harris County Library, engaging in reading and reading kinds of activities. And then they board the Collab Lab so that they can have those grand learning experiences, touching and playing and learning in an exploratory manner on the Collab Lab.
That's great. Those are the years that play is really more than just, it's not wasted time and it's not just about, you know, goofing around. That's how kids learn, you know, when they're that young. So it's just so nice to see different ways for them to play and know that it's engaging and they're learning. So our parents that are listening who have kids that are birth to 5 years old are so excited to hear about this Collab Lab. What's the best way for them to get information on when the lab will be at the libraries?
Yes, our website is always the number one place. Of course, you can look for us out there in social media, but collabforchildren.org. Collabforchildren.org is our website, and you'll find all kinds of information out there for parents. Collab, F-O-R, not the number. Collab.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So collab, F-O-R-children.org.
That's correct.
Okay. I just have to make sure because sometimes people get creative putting the numbers in there and everything for the
yes,
collab,
I've seen
forchildren.org. You can find out all about Collaborative for Children, find out about this new partnership with the Harris County Public Library and the Collab Lab, where and when you can get your children there to experience the library and the Collab Lab together. So once again, thank you so much for being here, Dr. Johnson, with Collaborative for Children. And we're really happy to hear about all the new and exciting things you have going on, and we hope you'll keep us updated.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
More of Around H-Town in minutes. 104.1 KRBE.